I so appreciate the Apostle Barnabas because of the kind of character that he embodies. And on this day, the 11th of June each year, we are given the opportunity to remember this remarkable man of faith. He was from a place called Cyprus, and as close to anyone who was not one of the 12, he is what we would call a full-fledged apostle. He was closely associated with St. Paul, and indeed he introduced Peter and Paul to one another, and he was willing to kind of keep company that some of us might think, well, would a really godly person hang out with the likes of, well, Menahem, who was in the hire of Herod? You remember Herod chopped off the head of John the Baptist? And one other translation of the text says that Menahem was actually a close friend of Herod. And here was Barnabas hanging out with the likes of him. And then it's interesting that St. Luke, in this particular text, doesn't call the apostle Paul. He refers to him by his Jewish name, Saul. Again, another remarkable thing about Barnabas, when everyone else was saying, keep your distance from that guy, Barnabas was the one who said, no, we need to welcome Saul into the company of faith. And so here we see in this remarkable man someone who was key to the development at the church in Antioch, the first place we know where the followers of the way became known as Christians. And as we think about the kind of man that Barnabas is, we hear in today's reading these beautiful words from the Acts of the Apostles. When he, Barnabas, came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and exhorted them to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion. And listen to the three attributes that St. Luke now uses to describe Barnabas. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. So the first thing that we hear about him is something about his intrinsic character. Barnabas was a good man. And as we know, he was one who encouraged others, the meaning of his name. One person that I think about particularly, to whom Barnabas was a good man, was his nephew, John Mark. You might remember when Saul became Paul and was bent because the Lord called him to go on one missionary journey after another. Well, there were times when John Mark just did not kind of meet the standard that Paul thought was required to do this important and urgent work. And indeed, in response to how to deal with John Mark, there was a falling out between Barnabas and St. Paul. And Barnabas realized, I need to stay with John Mark. And one of the things that I've pondered is the following. What would have happened if Barnabas, instead of realizing his need to continue to accompany John Mark, had said, Paul, you're absolutely right. This guy's a loser. Let's leave him behind. We have better things to do. We might not have the gospel according to Mark. And there's another beautiful thing. We know that John Mark and Paul were reconciled because towards the end of Paul's life, in his letter to the Colossians, he refers to John Mark as being like a son. How did this happen? Well, because there is a Barnabas, someone who not only was a good man, but he saw the good in others. He saw the good in John Mark. He saw the good in someone who worked for Herod, a man by the name of Menahem. Indeed, he saw the good in one who was so bent on persecuting the church, a man by the name of Saul, that he, Barnabas, was willing to accompany him. But he's also filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to be a good man. We need to live our lives in such a way that we are open to the work of the Lord in our lives. For in and of ourselves, we do not have the goodness to live a holy life. And this is something that I think Barnabas clearly understood. And so, as the Holy Spirit was at work within his life, I am sure it's largely due to this reality that he, Barnabas, particularly embodied the first attribute of agape love that Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians 13, for love is patient. And it was the patient work of the Holy Spirit that enabled for grace to be at work through Barnabas to others. There's this lovely phrase from Paul in 1 Timothy where he says the following: to me, as the utmost of sinners, God showed the foremost of patience. And maybe the experience that Paul had of the patience of Jesus was particularly manifested through the likes of Barnabas, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. But thirdly, we're told that he's filled with faith. You know, oftentimes people say to me, Father, I think I'm losing my faith. And so often I think when people say that, partly what they're saying is, I'm feeling kind of unsteady. I'm going through a really hard time. That on the inside, at my emotional level, at some level, I feel anxious. I feel maybe even depressed. I'm losing my faith. But one of the things we have to appreciate about our faith is not our feelings. Our faith is the truth of what God has revealed to be so in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. And so to say that Barnabas was filled with faith means that his mind was alive. He was always wanting to grow in his understanding of what it is to be in Christ. And because he was a good man, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, because he was filled with faith, he took great delight when he saw the same in others. And as we read in our passage from the Acts, he encouraged the people to steadfast devotion. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Steadfast devotion. The word devotion is one that speaks about having a purpose and direction for our lives. And the word that we translate as steadfast comes from the same Greek word, kardia, which means heart. So steadfast devotion we could describe as heartfelt devotion, which brings us at the end of this homily to where I was at the beginning, that Barnabas was a man of encouragement, cœur, the French word for heart, because he lived a life that was so centered in Christ. He simply, day by day, encouraged others. May we be inspired by his example so that you and I can be Barnabases in our relationships. We can be those people, and St. Peter's increasingly can be a community of encouragement where we see the potential, the good, the beautiful in others, so that together we can grow in the Lord and indeed truly live up to our name, the name Christian, first named at the church in Antioch, where Barnabas spent so much time. Saint Barnabas, pray for us.